director of the Women's Choice Clinic in Oakland, which was the first feminist abortion clinic to be established in California in 1972 before Roe v. Wade.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
My name is Lindsay Comey, and I'm an abortion provider. So I think that it's very important that when we talk about what happens in the clinics, that we recognize that parental consent bills are criminalization of youth. The parental consent bills is saying that teenagers do not have the right to orgasms. Parental consent bills is a death threat for many, many individuals that don't have good communication with their parents. My children are raised to understand their biology, their function, and their safety. But I know that if they didn't feel they could talk to me about an issue, that they have friends and family in their life that they can talk to. I also know that there's support groups everywhere for women that are having difficult times with decisions. And that I know that the most important thing when we talk about pro-choice is to recognize that we need to stand for the woman's right to determine what happens to her body. The war against women is what's being left out of this equation. The Crusade Light, these people that talked about, they walked from San Diego to Sacramento. This is ridiculous. They walked a couple hours, hopped in a van, a couple other people walked out and walked a couple of hours. I'm calling them Crusade Light because they don't represent anything but marauders. And they're really just a front for a youth gang, no more different than the brown shirts that we saw during World War II.
Woo!
We're seeing youth that are being brought out to be the most reactionary and backward campaign of really putting forward the real Bush agenda. That as a Vietnam veteran, I cannot speak of the reproductive risks that we have right now because of depleted uranium. The weapons of mass destruction that America uses every day, calls them tank busters and busters. The reality is, we are under attack worldwide. When we talk about saving the world, when we talk about saving the planet, when we talk about reproductive rights, we have to talk about nuclear war. Right now, America is engaged in nuclear war. And people don't want to make this connection with reproductive rights. Well, there's a big connection. And that we have to take the step forward to say, this is a war against women and children, and it will stop right here. That our clinic had defenders yesterday because we heard that they might appear. My patients, when they came in, were so grateful that there were people with pro-choice signs outside the door so that they knew the clinic was open. For all those in our community that are out there defending the clinics, I say to you as an abortion provider, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That about wraps us up.